Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Today, we're going to continue on in a message I began yesterday on the timeless Word of God. While those of us who walk with the Lord understand and have no issues and need no convincing that the Word of God is true and absolute, yet there are many today who question the Word of God. There are many, even in Christian circles, so-called Christian circles, that feel the Word of God needs to be relevant for today. They don't believe every prophetic word, every statement that is in the Bible. Some even question that Jesus was born of a virgin. There are many heresies and false doctrine and false teachers that are out there. That may be not your experience, beloved, but there are multitudes who are being led in the way of deception. And so it's important we know the truth. And what is truth? Thy word, O Lord, is truth. And so going now and looking at the life of Jesus, that last night before He was separated from them and went to Golgotha's cross, the suffering that He endured and the beatings and all the ridicule and the shame that He experienced, He made a statement, and He said, "And now I have told you before it comes to pass that when it is come to pass, you might believe." That's John 14:29. And even though Jesus was betrayed and delivered up to His accusers to be put to death, yet there are or were many of His disciples who comprised the multitudes who gladly listened to Him. He was yet to be accepted as the Son of God. But God's word had to be fulfilled. He frequently in His earthly ministry made reference to that. Jesus said there would be many false prophets in these last days. And the way we can know that we're hearing a true prophet is when a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord. As Moses said in Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, if the thing he speaks comes to pass, then we know he is a true prophet from the Lord. And when a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. And so, beloved, when we read the Word of God, we are actually reading, if you will, the message that is contained therein. We are heeding the voice or the words of true prophets who wrote by inspiration by the Holy Ghost. Basically, prophecy is history written in advance. Only the Lord God possesses divine foreknowledge. God alone can reveal future events, and then they come to pass without failure. See, that's the thing that's so beautiful about the Word of God, because these prophets were speaking things they didn't even know of. In fact, it's amazing, Psalm 22, that David is actually describing the sufferings of Christ on the cross, centuries before crucifixion was ever known. That was devised by a very cruel form of capital punishment by the Romans. And we, throughout the Word of God, there are words spoken in terms of the history of mankind and of nations that come to pass, but they are spoken, or written, if you will, centuries before it occurs. And so prophecy, beloved, we can first of all totally rely on the prophetic words found in the Word of God. It is instructive as well as predictive. Contained in the Scriptures, there are predictions, if you will, unveiling the future as God makes known to men what shall come to pass. And the Lord's prophets were men who spoke by divine unction. They were not deductions of human reasoning, but they were imparted to them by the Holy Ghost. The Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing even between the soul and the spirit. And these scriptures were given to us by holy men of old who were moved on by the Holy Ghost to write down and pen divine truths. Peter declared this truth in 2 Peter 1:21. He said, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Praise God. So there is predictive prophecy, but there's also instructive prophecy. Prophecy where God speaks to us today. Every time we open the Word of God in a prayerful way, seeking God, He'll speak to us. And it is always in and under the theme of divine order, which is contained, of course, in the Holy Scriptures. Prophecy today is divinely inspired. Prophecy today is given by God for exhortation and edification and comfort to His people. It is sermonic. It is full of divine appeal to the people of God to live righteously, to search the Holy Scriptures for themselves, and to follow the leading of the revealed will of God, which is in the Bible. God has given His word to us that we might find the way unto salvation. But beloved, today there is an attack against the message of God and the word of God in church circles that is unparalleled in church history. It's a great falling away that the scriptures warn us of. There has been great attempts to dispute the word of God all the way down through the ages. But today there is a conspiracy of hell that would either dilute the Word of God and render it useless, or do away with it altogether. Well, you know, it says that, but it doesn't really mean specifically that. One writer gave some illustrations as to how an attack is launched against the Word of God. Let me share that with you. Of the miraculous passage of Israel through the Red Sea, remember that? The Red Sea, R-E-D, they say that the people actually waded through a swampy Reed Sea, R-E-E-D Sea, and so nothing of the miraculous attended their escape from the Egyptians who were pursuing them. And they say of manna in the wilderness that the phenomenon was nothing but the common sap oozing from a desert plant, and in that particular instance, for 40 years, mind you, it happened to be nutritious enough to sustain life. How's that? Well, let's give me another example. The critic can say of the fire that fell from heaven on Elijah's Mount Carmel offering. Remember that? He was taunting the prophets of Baal, and they both had altars, and he took a sacrifice, an animal, placed it on the altar, and then soaked it seven times with water. And then he said, "Let the God that be God answer by fire." And they say, well, it was just a chance bolt of lightning that just happened to strike the sacrifice at that particular moment. Isn't that sad? Isn't that pitiful? Anyway, they can say of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead that the disciples were victims of hallucination, that they just thought they saw the living Jesus after His death, or that it was just a subtle ruse to convince and prevent followers from falling away from the Christian message. And they can say of Paul's conversion on the road to Damascus, remember that? God had to finally get Paul's attention by blinding him and knocking him off his horse. And he heard a voice from heaven speak, and he said, and the Lord said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And then he identified himself, "It's Jesus who you're persecuting, because when the church is persecuted, they're persecuting the Lord of the church, the Lord of every believer." But they're saying his conversion, really, that he had a sunstroke, or as many of them say, he had an epileptic fit. They can argue, they can dispute, but beloved, the message is plain in the Bible. Repent and live or die in sin. It says in Acts, repent. Peter was speaking this message, repent ye therefore and be converted, that you might receive times of refreshing from the Lord. And so we have a choice to make. Every man has a choice to believe in the God of the miraculous, in the supernatural, even though we may not be to fully understand it or explain it. He is a God of the supernatural. And those rationalists, those who are so logically, scientifically minded, beloved, that there is a measure of faith, although many, it's wonderful how many scientists are actually coming as they study the universe and the world, seeing a divine law, a divine order, that they, many of them are actually becoming Christians by their scientific efforts. And so the attack on the Word of God today is relentless. The Word of God has been and is being watered down by modern rationalism. The prophecies contained in the Word of God afford an unanswerable testimony to the reality and the inspiration of the supernatural. That is the Word of God. It's, in fact, it's supernatural. It's not even normal. It's not possible in the natural it could have survived all the centuries that man and the devil has tried to do away with the scriptures, but it's still, of all, no matter what persecution has come, the Word of God yet survives because His Word is true and it is eternal. You might be able to burn a Bible, but you can't, you cannot do away with those words of truth that were spoken by the Creator God of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Well, my time has flown, and we'll just continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family, and I want you to know I love you, and partners, I'm praying for you. Generally, if you don't share a request, but specifically when you include your request, I'm believing God, and there's wonderful testimonies of how God is answering prayer. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, if it's more convenient, that's wonderful. I'll confirm receipt and pray for you. But if you'd like a personal answer, share your mailing address, and I will get a personal letter back to you. Love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, make God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.